Most of the talk during the summer meet focuses on stakes races, upsets, and exactas, but the day-long Retired Racehorse Summit at the Fassig Tipton Pavilion, hosted by the New York State Gaming Commission, aimed to clarify what happens to horses when their racing days are done. Robert Williams, executive director of the commission, said the meeting is intended to raise the profile of an issue that has often fallen under the radar.
The commission has long professed that responsible stewardship of the horse includes factoring in the entire life cycle and ensuring that these athletes have viable options once their racing careers are over.
Perhaps one of the most shocking stories related to thoroughbred retirement is that of Ferdinand, the 1986 Kentucky Derby winner reportedly sent to slaughter in 2002 after living on a Japanese stud farm. Since then, advocates have called on leaders in Washington to approve a national ban on horse slaughter. Williams said in New York, the commission is limited in its ability to care for horses, but has brought actions against the licenses of owners who have mistreated horses. Jack Knowlton of Saratoga Stables, the organization that owns 2003 Kentucky Derby and Preakness Stakes winner Funnyside, served on a state-appointed task force on racehorse retirement. Knowlton said a report released by that task force in 2011 is guiding research on the population and whereabouts of New York breds.
The ultimate goal of this is to provide the thoroughbred industry with the following information. Where do horses go after they leave the track? How many have second careers? How many are shipped out of the country? How many have died? How many cannot be found?
New York also now has an appointed equine medical director and mortality review board. One of a handful of the day's panel discussions focused on the current status of retirement initiatives and programs in New York. Rick Schossberg is in charge of Take the Lead, a program by the New York Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association that finds homes for horses retiring from New York Racing Association tracks and is on track to serve its 150th horse. Schossberg says he tells all of his staff, current and prospective owners, a simple message to ensure a healthy future. Start with the animal's welfare.
So whether it's running in a race that you may or may not want to run in, or whether you have an injury and you think it's time to stop, start with the wellness of the horse. All the rest of it will fall into place. And I think the whole industry can take that as an example of really getting down to the nuts and bolts of it.
A healthy horse is also less expensive to care for in retirement. David Brown of the Finger Lakes Horsemen's Association says while healthy horses may be able to find a second career in horse shows or on a polo team, limited resources make it difficult to rehabilitate and find a home for injured horses.
There's always outlets. But for the horse that's disabled, that's seriously disabled, we haven't benefited that population at all, and that's a real need.
Rick Violet Jr., head of the National Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association, says steady funding remains a challenge for programs at large.
In this industry, we tend to keep going to the same people for a handout, and the same very philanthropic people, and whether it's help the backside, whether it's for research, whether it's, you know, for the retirement of horses. And that's, you wear out people. While you still have to go there, we have to find some standardized funding.
Violet said he'd also like to see more accredited facilities in New York to care for the horses. Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.